Welcome to Hutton Orbital News. I'm Sandy Kravis, and I've whittled that down and I've whittled some fruit from an old block of wood. It's a bit hard still, so I think it might be an avocado, but it'll ripen up soon and I can eat it then.
I'm Wilma Fingerdoo, and I've found some old scratch and sniff stickers in a cupboard. This one doesn't taste much like strawberry, though. More plastic and dust.
I'm Mia Harkness, and I don't know what all the fuss is about.
I'm Norma Snuckers, and I'm sure that I had some tin fruit and veg in the cupboard, but now all the labels have come off. This one is either anchovies or pineapple rings. If it's pineapple, it's going on my pizza. I don't like anchovies.
Let's get to the headlines before a topping war breaks out. The latest weapon in the fight against Tharg.
No shooting wars, please. We're Space Force.
A delivery update from Too Hot, Too Messy.
Atris 5060 brings us in news from the front line.
What's what in Hutton Space with the BGS News?
Hutton News understands that there is a new weapon in the fight against our eight-sided foe. As we understand it, this was developed after early unsuccessful combat sorties, where the returning, surviving, pilots declared they had thrown everything but the kitchen sink at the enemy, to no avail. Based on this declaration, those clever people in research have come up with the new kitchen sink launcher. Apparently, you simply need to fly into a danger zone with the kitchen sink launcher equipped, and it will soak up those octagonal fiends' attacks. We understand that it may be based on the eight-legged similarity to terrestrial spiders, as we all know how they can sometimes get trapped in sinks and baths, and so we hope that this will be... What? Sorry, what? Caustic sink? What the hell's a caustic sink? Oh, damn it. Over to Mia for our next article.
An ancient data cache was found during recent excavations on ancient Earth and shed light on the very early days of the Federal Navy. The archive, which is over 1,000 years old, shows a representative from an organisation known as Space Force explaining strategy to a group of onlookers and, well, anyone else who wanted to know what they were up to. It dates back to a time before people knew how to use electronic countermeasures to hide their presence. The gentleman in question wears a two-piece, green patchy outfit meant to camouflage the wearer. Sadly, people of the time appear not to have known that the predominant colour in space is black. The figure goes on to explain that they want to avoid a shooting war with someone called Chai Na, which would appear to be an early tea-producing ancestor of any Na who sell the lovely coffee. The phrase shooting war may also confuse modern viewers. The 21st century was a time of great turmoil, and there were many kinds of war. There was, of course, the Cold War, where everyone had to wear a vest or catch their death. Cod Wars, where fish battled to the death to be allowed to live in a fish farm. Trade Wars, also known as Storage Wars, involved a battle to secure a small storage unit and then sell the contents for maximum profit. Star Wars, where our hero Ronnie McRaygun, fought the Burger King and swiped nuclear warthogs out of the sky with his lightsword to defend his burger empire. The War of the Roses, where gardeners jumped out of carefully trimmed topiary and attacked one another with secateurs, was another one. General Titchmarsh was eventually declared the overall champion after defeating the ground force of Dimmock, the Defiler, who were referred to as Charlie by the Titchmarsh's forces. The archive provides a fascinating insight into the life of early 21st century people and will be studied by archaeologists for years to come. We look forward to hearing about their findings.
After 31 weeks, Too Hot, Too Messy, the Hutton-led initiative to deliver a Hutton mug and mega gin with which to fill it to all stations in the galaxy, has passed 60,000 deliveries. Last week was down on the previous 2 weeks, but average deliveries have nudged above 1,500 for the first time in a while. One commander joined the effort this week, taking the number to 283 participants, representing 93 squadrons. Welcome to the challenge. Hutton has the largest contingent, with 76 pilots who have delivered almost 28,000 mugs and gin, which notably is less than half the total, so thanks go to all the other squadrons taking part. The Buckyball Racing Club have taken second place with over 3,100 muggings, leaving the Winged Hussars in third with 2,700. The Paladins are still in fourth, the Burr Pit moved up to fifth, the Undead are sixth, concluding the squadrons that have collectively delivered more than 1,000 Hutton mugs and Centauri Megagin. Commander Chicks is still leading the deliveries table with over 7,100 mugs delivered. Some say that he's finding his Nemo. Waller 81 is second with over 6,500 deliveries, ahead of Nemb in third with over 4,000. Shea Blackwood has consolidated fourth place with 3,000, ahead of Infinite Dreamer in fifth with 2,000. The Thousand Club still has 9 members. Of course, we all know this because it is tracked by the marvellous The Hutton Helper and updated on the Too Hot Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/hot_mess_2. Also, The Helper is now fully updated and supports both full-fat Thargoid and Thargrite versions of the game, so however you play, your Hutton Rares contribution will be recognised automatically. Apart from the mere glory alone, there is an additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real-world Velcro-free mods-preventing Hutton mug. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs and gin in the coming week will be entered into the next week's draw to win a real Hutton mug. Unless, of course, you already have one, in which case you'll have already been immunised against mods. 28 lucky commanders have accomplished this so far, and you can see a little golden mug next to their names in the top commanders table. Keep listening to this week's winner to be announced in the banter bit after the news. If you had delivered 10 mugs and gin in a week, in every week since the start, 6 months ago, you'd have racked up 310 deliveries next to your commander name. Only 39 commanders have. If you haven't, why not give it a try? In order to join in the fun, you'll need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download, and then your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Antares' quasi-sentient eco-friendly Nexus 6 Bionic Hamsters.
Get Event Tracker! I-6-50-6 to here, reporting in with the latest updates on the Thargoid War! Hexwing's first week in its new alliance has proven to be a great one, making Thargoids nervous about future invasions! But first, an update on the other AX groups and their recent activities. Brave pilots from across the bubble were able to repel invasions by Incondopo, Pokromathy, I think they do it on purpose, Pokromathy, Hip 30260, Kagutsuchi, HIP 26688, Lugarite, and HIP 20899. The continued efforts of AX groups banding together has really demonstrated how we can thwart the Thargoids, but we are still in need of a means to stop the maelstroms to prevent more systems being attacked or taken over. It is a brutal calculus that we phase over which systems to save and which to let go, but rest assured, truckers, we'll do our part. And speaking of our part, Hatchling duly forged alliance with the post-disaster evacuation services Operation Ida and Marauders Vanguard, nice and catchy, has already shown We are mightier together when victories in put. Oh, here we go. Putas, gay, gee, gay, and quow. We look forward to continued operations with this new alliance, which is for now is being dubbed the Quartet. Name is subject to change. Hexwing have also had another hot pubes operation in over the weekend, bringing together Hexwing and its ally to fight over the skies of Evangelist the Enterprise to repel Thargoid invasion there. We were proud to fly alongside our fellow trackers, the Dark Echo, Live Radio Network, and Edge 38. A surprise visit for the troops by Commander Wotherspoons and Commander Beetlejuice of Galnet News Digest, boosting morale as we got to see Hexwing pilots make it onto the Galactic Primetime News. This naturally made the mothers of all our pilots very proud and was shared with all their families, finally allowing us to show off to our cousin Roddy that we are indeed better than him for once. He may be a doctor and all that, but he never made it on the Galnet News, has he? No. Several pilots were inducted into the elite group of Hexwing mug owners. Ooh, lucky bastards. For their effort, for their services, and Hot Pubes 2, Electric Boogaloo, I, Otis 56, the Hexwing coordinator, am proud to announce that Commanders Aidley Wise, Wotherspoon, Servalang, Quadrivium, Attic, and OKM, Victor OKM, are awarded the very own Hexwing mug. May it sit proudly on your ship dashboard and be full of Alpha Centauri Mega Gym. This week, Hexwing will be focusing on the defense of HIP 38255, Old Gold, IO Witcher, and HIP 20019. Remember, truckers, there are more ways than shooting Thargoids to be part of the Hexwing EVAC pilots or supply mission. Thargoids are to be part of the Hexwing. EVAC pilots and supply mission runners play a vital role in defending systems from the Thargoids, so feel free to give it a go. And never be afraid to ask your fellow truckers for support if you're interested in getting involved. Hex Forward Command will be located in HIP 42886 to serve as a forward base of operations. Commander Azrafael has also stored away meta-alloys, Thargoid hearts, caustic tissue samples for any Hexwing pilot looking to unlock the new caustic sinks, corrosion-resistant cargo racks, and Thargoid bobbleheads. He truly is a trucker's trucker, and we are proud to have him as a member of Hexwing. We'll see you out there, truckers, on the front line for the mug!
It was a notable week in Hutton Space as things are beginning to return to the good old ways, with six systems getting themselves noticed for the wrong reasons, but you know where isn't even in the bottom three. Reliably, there is another chapter in the Forever War in you know where with you know who. It's just like old times. More on those stories coming up. Low system on the poll this week is Wolf 562. On only 30%. But where a recent election saw Hutton win control of Berners-Lee Terminal, so we now control both of the system's major starports. Next up is Ross 671, which is still in the doldrums, after recovering from an outbreak 2 weeks ago, leaving it on 32%. Slow to move Epsilon Indy gained a point and a period of civil liberty, putting it up on 35 with good prospects to increase further in the near future. Coincidentally, all three of your worst performing systems have a fifth of their influence tied up in new squabbles. But it isn't a bad time to try and boost Hutton's fortunes in any of them. Sitting outside the bottom three by half a point is Bernard Starr on 36, where most of the influence is tied up in the latest in an endless series of squabbles amongst the minor factions. Spending less than a week in the bottom three and moving swiftly up the system ranks is Alvin's newest acquisition, 36 Ophiuchi, on 37. Last of the problem children is the perennial problem child, Avik, where the latest chapter in the Forever War is playing itself out to its inevitable conclusion. It won't stop them coming back for more, though, I suspect. At the overachieving end of the Hudden Systems table, we have four systems above 60%, and we have no idea who is doing what in WISE 088-0714, to push it into the 70s. So, priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, boost Wolf 562, Epsilon Indy, and Ross 671. If you want to shoot something, win the war in Avik against Sirius.